27th parak of the Heilige Sefer Chofetz Talmidim from the Pius Etzner Rebbe. In the old printing, it's on page Samaches on the top. In the new printing, it's on Daf Nun Tes on the bottom. It's the parak is speaking about Machlas Hashiflus Hameruba Utrufaisam. Machlas Hashiflus Hameruba. This affliction that people have, this shiflus amaruma, what does that mean? Noshuv no ato el inyonenu. Let's get back to what we're talking about. The ayin ech machala zu shel busha meruma nishra be'ish mi'aldusai. Let's try to be ma'ayin. Let's try to examine how this busha miruma, this tricky busha that a person has, remains inside of mi'aldusai from when he's a child. Ubamem misrapim mimenu. And how does a person heal himself from it? Hayeled bereishis ispatchus daito, a child from when he's first developing his das, kivan she'ein lo das la'atzmi, he doesn't know himself what to do. Lahavdil bein tov v'bein ra, v'lo ruach b'kirboi asher yad yidchafehu le'mo, he doesn't have anything inside of him that's pushing him, driving him, saying, kazois o kazois aseh u'mizeh techtal, this you should do, this you should stay away from. Child doesn't know, he has no clue. Muchruch hu likloit b'kirboi, he has no choice, but he has to try to draw from other people and try to get opinions from outside. He doesn't know on his own what to do. How does he do it? He measures people that are older than him. What do they see as good and what do they see as bad? We spoke about the joke, you know, no soap radio, that people are like, you know, you see how the people are laughing silently. If you think it's funny, it's obviously funny, so I'm going to laugh. Why? That's because that's what a child does. A child does that because he's just trying to look. If an adult says it's good, it's good. If an adult says it's bad, it's bad. He doesn't have any das on their own. When he gets older, if he never really acquires for himself his own opinion, he never has his own das, his own intellect, and his own spirit, other people's opinions never going to end up going out of him. And he's always going to be stuck there, just like living other people's opinion. That's the only thing that's going to be controlling him. In front of their idiosyncrasies and their stupidities, he will bow. And in front of their opinions, he will be embarrassed. That they shouldn't make fun of him. And everything they do is only in order that other people should like them. That's the way children are. And some people, they grow up and they're still children. There's a quote that I have over here. I have a book of quotes in my office. It says as follows. The young always have the same problem. How to rebel and conform at the same time. They solve this by defying their parents and copying one another. That's what a kid is, right? They're always copying each other, but at the same time, they're defying their parents. Why? Listen to this. Ru'una pelaze sheyeshnam anoshim shevishnei anegoim noigdim heim nolkoim. There's people, they have two, these seem to be opposite problems. Gam shiflus v'chisorin das atzmis, they don't have their own opinion, for copying everyone. V'gam gasus v'yeshus shedivarenu perek vav. We spoke about in the last perek, that they have this ego, that they have this independence. Mizgoyim heim neged rabbi sehem, umalam deem atoivim. They have a lot of this gaiva, this audacity in front of their Rebbe, in front of their Malamdim. V'giusim ilomu, what do they say? Yesh ani la'atzmi. I have to be an individual. V'das brura li la'das. And I know what's good for me. Shani tzorech levata, let's call atzmi. La'das ha'olam ha'nishchis. I just have to go copying them. I want to be an individual, so what do? I'll just go copy him. That's the young. They have this problem. They have to conform and rebel at the same time. They rebel against their parents and they conform against to each other. Shani tzorach levatil as kol atzmi ledas ha'oilam anishchis people are trying to like posture as if, you know, I want to express myself, I'm going to be an individual, and really all they're doing is they're just copying people out there on the street. And they're following like sheep to a slaughter. And they obey, you know, everything that's they're being told on the street. That's all they're doing. They're just obeying. And they're like, they're posturing as if, yeah, I have to be an individual. I have to be able to express myself. I have to be able to, you know, do my own thing. That's not really true. It's, the whole thing's a fake. Sochaku na'atem abochrim atoivim. You should laugh at them. It's like, it's humorous. Va'al pitul daitam hanishkasa. On like the foolishness of their das. Geus v'yeshus kazois. Lasos mi'atzmoi. They have this like pride. And they have this ego. Lasos mi'atzmoi. Smartut. To make himself into a rag. Lihisbato lishkasas. To become a nothing and to just to allow himself to be destroyed. There's so many times that we think that we are like expressing our individuality and we're trying to be like to be able to like be noticed as something, and we're really just copying other people. A lot of times it happens. There's like sayings, the words that people use that are like slang that make absolutely no sense. Why is a person saying this? Right? Sometimes people talk about things that they like. For example, they call them sick. Right? It's like sick. It's sick. It was sick. What does that make any sense to you? Why do you think that that's something that someone wants to say? Why do you want to say that? Why was it that 10 years ago no one wanted to say that and all of a sudden you want to say that? Why do you think that that's funny or cool? Because other cool guys are doing it. So that's why you think it's cool. No, I really, really like it. That doesn't make any sense. No one thinks that that's normal to say the word sick. So then it graduates because after too many people are saying sick, so then it's not cool anymore because the not cool guys caught on. So now we have to graduate up to dope. Now it's dope, right? How did it become dope? I'll tell you how. Some pothead decided that dope is like, whoa, that's so dope. Wow, I like that. I like that. I could copy a pothead. Wow, that's cool. Now I'm like really trending. You know, there's people that it's like a style to wear your pants down so that you can show your boxers. I remember the first time I saw it, I felt like I, honest to goodness, I was in the post. I was like, someone got to tell that guy. It's like it's bad. I mean, it's like really bad. You know, it's like. But somehow that became like, are you out of your mind? You crazy? This is what you're, and you. This is what do you mean? That's cool. That's cool. It's cool because you're just copying other people. You don't want to conform to society. You just want to conform to the drug head. Or you know, that's it. You're conforming to something else. That's all you're doing. It's a joke. It's ridiculous. It's not you. That's not individuality. It's not expression. It's just a slave to some other culture. That's it. You know, people, they like to, you know, I understand this, like, playing sports can be a fun thing. And then you like, you catch a touchdown, all of a sudden you start this like dance, like as if you're some sort of, you know, college football player, this hula hoop something or other thing that he's doing over there. Like, what's going on over there? What do you think you are? You're like, you do African American like types of, what is that? So, probably, when some people are doing it, it's just a joke. They don't really, they're just doing it like, you know, just to be funny. But you know what happens? That becomes like part of that becomes just part of the culture. But that's what we're doing. We're just copying people. It's just a question of who you copy. That's not individuality. That's just be like Mike. Instead of be like Michal, it's be like Mike. That's all it is. It's nothing more than that. It's a joke. But they say it as if that's my expression. But it's not real. Kach hi lohem. Geus im shiflus nishchasa. That's what they have, this strange thing. This combination of geus, that they're very proud, they're defiant. At the same time, they're so busy like seeing what everyone else wants, what everyone else likes, and that's what they're doing. The two things combined. What's the reason? How could you have these two things? Says because it's not really you. It's not really us. A lot of this stuff is totally external. It's just we've been exposed to a lot, and because we've been exposed to it, therefore it wears off on us. But a lot of it isn't really who we are. Geus arura umufsha kazu, this geus, this haughtiness, this rotten, sheyisoida nitzutz avodizor rachmana litzlan. It really comes, this geus from, it's a nitzutz. The Rebbe is saying something very deep over here, of avodizor. Avodizor is not being able to conform to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodah Zarah is the difference between Avodah Zarah and Avodah Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is Avodah Zarah is I set the rules, I decide when and how and what. And a person that has been caught up in this Avodah Zarah, that's what happens. Upul Asam laharos ulaabedes am Hashem. What they're trying to do is destroy and to cause that all of Klal Yisrael should be lost. Asher Yisharu Navuzradin, Neron Kesar, Vetitus, what's left? Navuzradin, Kesar, Titus, they tried very hard to destroy us, and they did a pretty decent job. There's what's left. But that's what they're after. Yefshe Shemekerev Nefesh Yisrael Tala. This is not coming from a Yiddish and Neshama. This type of attitude, this type of approach, this type of defiance, this type of like need to like feel like I'm... is Machlas Oilam Hikais. This is a big problem today. Big problem. It's a global issue today. V'kivan Shehu Das Atzmis Ein Loi. He doesn't have his own opinion. He doesn't have the ability to form his own opinion. Rakma Pnei Oilam Ukairea. Everything he does is because he's bowing to the Oilam. Gam Arekev Azem is Dabik Boy. Gam Hu Moirid Neged Raboisav V'Oyavav. So he's also caught up in this. He caught up in this like craze. And he starts rebelling against his rebellion, rebelling against his parents. But it's not really him. It's just that he's being influenced by the culture. Therefore, it's not enough for a person. That he wants to get out, to divorce, or to remove this machala. It's not enough to just have an opinion. Rakam das atzmis yikne. He has to have his own opinion. Vizel iker. A person can have an opinion, but it's not his own opinion. That's what we're talking about over here. Kigam la misbayesh lefnei amaligim alav. This person also, he's embarrassed of other people. Say he also has an opinion. His opinion is their opinion. The Quran is gadlu vehayu la noshim. Avagam kol deyosam lo yishel atzmom veruham hu. It's other people's opinion. I saw something once that mamish made me like, I was like, I was amazed. I was shocked. Let's go down to the main lobby in the airport in Ben Gurion. They have this big ad. Diesel was the Diesel clothing company. Very often they had this ad. So there's a big ad there. The ad was, be stupid. Smart is boring. Stupid is fun. Be stupid. Now, I'm supposed to buy Diesel clothing because, yeah, I want to be stupid. I'm going to go, let's go buy some Diesel clothing, right? Because stupid is fun. How does that make any sense? How can that convince anyone that has like some sort of intellect that he's going to buy Diesel clothing? But they spent a lot of money on this advertisement. There's a lot of money. Because obviously you can convince people to buy clothing by telling them, you want to be stupid. You want this. You're going to pay money to be stupid. You're going to buy this and you're going to say, yeah, I'm stupid. How much does it cost? You understand? A person can have a das, and the das is not his own. That's like the most ridiculous thing. I'm convinced that all those people that decided, yeah, they want to be stupid, in a few years from now, if it's in 5 years, in 10 years, they're going to say, that was really dumb. What was I thinking? What does that mean? That means that my opinion is not my own. I have opinions, but they're not really my own. I'm being drawn in because Diesel is trendy, Diesel is cool, because there's probably an advertisement with a guy that looks like really, really macho, or my friend's wearing Diesel or something, and I'm just sucked in, and like, they're going to say, be Diesel, okay, do Diesel. Okay, I'm going to do that. Ha katan shiroitzel achakos es hagdoilim. Katan that he wants to imitate big people. Lo veish koiva, he wears a hat umeil and he wears a coat. Shel gadol puts on like his father's hat and his father's coat. Vehi bezel eschoik beinikol. Everyone thinks it's so cute, so funny, right? My little daughter puts on, you know, my wife's like shoes and it's like she's clucking around over there and it's like so cute, right? Vehem kvar, vehem. These other people, they're a little bit smarter. So they're doing the same thing. They're just, you know, no one's like laughing at them. That's it. It's just a little bit more sophisticated. You know, I'm just wearing someone else's clothing. You know, it's just make sure it's got his name on it somewhere. Or, you know, acting like someone else or doing something else. And it's just no one's making fun of them anymore. I remember I had a friend, a sweetheart of a guy who... He still plays basketball, loves basketball, he's very into basketball. So we grew up in the generation of Michael Jordan. That's when we grew up. So Michael Jordan used to have this thing, when he played basketball, he stuck his tongue out. I don't know if you ever saw, I don't like to do it in public, but right, it's like over there. That's what he did, with his tongue out. So being, you know, an avid basketball player, he decided to stick his tongue out while he was playing basketball, right? Now he wasn't very tall, he's still not very tall. He was going up for a layup and someone hit his head and he bit right through his tongue. He had to go to the hospital, he had to get like 30 stitches in his mouth. Is like, it's like not smart to like stick your tongue out while you're playing basketball. But we're just imitating. That's all we're doing. We're just imitating other people, you know, on the basketball court, on the football field. It's just people don't laugh at us anymore because we have a more sophisticated way of doing it. That's it. Just a bunch of imitators. We have our own opinions. Do we have our own expression? Do we have our own life? Or is everything just do what someone else does? They're just like a monkey, monkey see, monkey do. All he's trying to do is trying to like be as like close to the coolest guy that I know, and if I could like act like him, so then, you know, I'm doing okay. People say good is bad. Yeah. Make fun of the Torah and make fun of the people learning Torah, because that's if that's cool, that's what he'll do. V'im yishtagu v'yispalu min tzchoy kayilodim bakador. And if he's gonna start going crazy, yishtagu, go wild, v'yispalu, and be like amazed and wondered by a game of children with a ball. He's also there also. Going crazy and being like amazed by the kids running around with the ball. In front of their enthusiasm, he is going to bow. The Rebbe is making a clear remez here to sports. Getting all crazy and excited about people running after a ball. Now, Rabbi, I want to tell you something. Those of us that grew up in America understand how exciting football is. I understand football's an exciting sport. Somehow, the English, even the Canadians, haven't managed to pick up on it yet. They don't understand. They don't even think that's not football. It's not football. You don't even play with your foot most of the time. Football is the way, you know, right? That's football. And this is a ridiculous game. Explain to me why the English don't like American football and the American don't like English football. It's very simple. Because in England, it's not cool to play American football. And in America, it's not cool to play soccer. That's the only reason. Why is it that in South, so like bowling is a big sport, you know? Follow the bowling, you know? Why is it down South that people are like all into bowling? Does that make any sense to you? Well, I have some news for you. If you grew up in Alabama, you would be into bowling. You would think bowling is like the coolest thing. You'd be like following it and all excited about it. You'd say, no way, not me, can't be. It's because we think that we really have these opinions, but it's not really us. It's not really us. What we get excited about is because everyone's excited about it. It's the hawk, it's the tumult, it's the thing, that's why they pan the crowd so you could see everyone else is watching the game and it's like exciting and everyone's screaming. And if you have a football game, you have a soccer game in America and like there's no one at the game, it's just not going to be exciting. I don't care who's playing the game. It's not exciting. The excitement is all the screaming and yelling, and everyone's there. Why is that the excitement? Because everyone's screaming and yelling. That's why. It's the only difference between the game. That's the excitement. So basically, being a sports fan is just, I just get caught up in what everyone else is caught up in. So if I'm from Toronto, it's hockey. If I'm from the East Coast, so then it's football, baseball. If I'm from England, it's soccer. If I'm from Scotland, it's cricket. If I'm from wherever I'm from, everyone's got their own ridiculous game. I remember one time we were on a Europe trip and we pulled into a hotel. Those of you who can remember were there, and there was this big screen in the front of the hotel and they were showing Winter Olympics, and there was ice shuffleboarding or something like that? Curling. Oh, see, I knew they had like a chush of a name for it. Curling. Curling is, so those of you that don't know, like me, they take, there's a guy who runs on the ice and pushes this thing, and he has to get it. It's like shuffleboard. And there's a team, wait, right, it gets better. There's a team that has to, like, they have to scrub the ice while the line's going. They're running, oh, they're all running around. I was like, this is pathetic. Pathetic. It's ridiculous. And then, of course, a few Bachrim who, you know, haven't yet learned, they have to obey the screen. Yes, we watch this. Yes, this is interesting. Yes, I want to, come on, it's pathetic. It's pathetic sport. Is there anything that they won't put on the television that you won't watch? But no, because, what do you mean? It's Winter Olympics. It's everyone's. Oh, it's everyone. That's what it boils down to. It's nothing. I have no individuality. Bechlal. I think I'm an individual. I think I want to be able to express myself. This is what I like. This is what I don't like. It's not real. That's not real what sports is. Playing sports, following sports. Two totally different worlds. Something totally different. But this whole thing to get us so excited, mishtagim umispalim min tschoik mischak yilodim bakadur. Children just running after a ball. Just very, very big children. Anu roitzim le'oyer becho das me'atzmecha. We want you to have a genuine opinion. Genuine, really your own. To really formulate something that's really yours. Ves haruach ha-yisraelis. And your own opinion that's really coming from inside of you is going to be something sincere. It's going to be something that's going to be pure. Because that's really who you are. Ruach ha-yisraelis shebecha tisgale mikirbecha. Something inside of you that's Yiddish atam, it's going to be revealed. Ruach ha'avos asher otzu bekirbacha is a spirit of the avos hakadosh that's locked up inside of you. Yotzitz v'yigdal, it's going to sprout, it's going to grow. V'hi tadichacha, that is what's going to propel you. V'hi tachriach oischa, and it's going to motivate you. Leimor, Kazois v'kazois aseh. This is what I should be doing. This is how I should be talking, how I should be acting. That's really me. Es Hashem, Elokecha, Elokei Yisrael, avoid es mitzvos of Shemar. And you find yourself, a lot of what is really you is a Yiddish lifestyle, Jewish lifestyle, doing mitzvahs, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema El Koiloi Hashem Epi Avicha V'Rabcha Toivim. And then you hear the advice of your Rebbe or your father, and you're like, that is really what is in line with who I am. La'anoshim Harachoikim and HaTayirim Tilak. And all of a sudden, the people that are far from Torah, that once upon a time maybe you were enamored by, maybe you were like, you were amazed by, you'll all of a sudden you'll feel like that they're worthless. You'll be strong and firm in Torah. Oz kanomer, bold like an eagle, like a leopard. Lo sechos or lo sevosh if nikol. You will not back down. You will not be embarrassed in front of anyone. And the person gets in touch with himself, and then he's real. So then he doesn't have to feel like I don't have to impress anybody, because it's not about what you think about me. It's not about being cool. It's about what other people are going to respond. It's about me and coming in touch with who I really am. This is the main thing that we have to warn you about the most. We know that you know how to stay away from people that are telling you a foolish. They're telling you explicitly, we want you to do averus. You know how to stay away from that. You know how to stay from people that are telling you, like, they're like out in the open about it. But there are things that are slowly trying to just get you to change just a little bit, to follow just, and that's the scary thing. The scary thing is a person that's, and then you're just not real. You're not in touch with who you are. And the truth is, you become nobody. I had a Havana. Maybe it's somewhat Derech Jewish. This week's parasha, we're speaking about Makos Choshech. Makos Choshech was an interesting makos. It wasn't just darkness, but the Mitzrayim actually, they froze. They became statues. They couldn't move. They couldn't do anything. It's an interesting makos. It's right at the end. Makos Choshech, Machatz Bechoiris. What's the pshat in this makos? That the Mitzrayim were like frozen in place. I think perhaps the part of the pshat is there are people that are living, but they're be'etzem walking statues. They're not really living. There's no expression in who they really are. They think that they are, but there's really nothing to them. There was nothing left to the Mitzrayim. There was nothing there. They were walking statues. Because Baruch Hu made them statues. And then he killed the Bechoris. What is a Bechor? Bechor is a Hemshech, is your continuation. Bechor is when you move on. Mitzrayim were done. There's nothing left of them. There's nothing moving on. So much of what we're doing is just like, is outdated. It's going to be outdated because it's not real. We're not building anything. We're just copying other people. A person builds himself. Then he stops becoming just a moving statue. And he becomes someone that has a future. He's building towards a future. Bechor is when things start moving on. The letter Beis is you stop from being a unit and you start to multiply. That's what we want to do. We want to grow. And instead of just like, you know, running in place, if we actually start looking inside of ourselves and say, let me start thinking about what is really important to me. Instead of running after what everyone else is doing, what everyone else is saying, what's really important? What are my priorities? What are my sensitivities? Then a person starts becoming real with himself. At that moment, you start living. Siyata Dishmaya will continue next time.